And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. It's late afternoon of this all-important day when Claudia Vincent, glamorous theatrical protege of Larry Noble, is to appear for the first time in the lead opposite him in the hit show that's been playing for months on Broadway. But only Claudia and Oliver Wilson, the dashing young man from Bermuda, know how much more this particular day means. For early this morning, in a far distant place, they were secretly married, each thinking the other to be a person of fabulous wealth. Oliver's been told the truth by Julia Dixon, secretary to Rupert Barlow, that Claudia is a penniless adventuress. Right now, Julia enters the Barlow Manor house and finds Rupert coming down the hallway to meet her. And we hear...
I was just coming out to your cottage to talk to you, Julia.
Then I saved you the trip, Rupert. What was it you wanted to say?
Just to ask you whether I should drive on over to Rosehaven and pick up Mary and Miss Marlowe, and then stop by for you and young Wilson on the way back.
That seems unnecessary. Well, why don't we all leave here together?
All right, if that's the way you want it.
You sound rather crestfallen, Rupert. Why?
Nothing of the sort. You see, I just asked a simple question, and right away you imply all kinds of inner meaning.
I don't need to imagine things when I talk to you, Rupert. I know you far too well. You were thinking that you might run over to Mary Noble's house and have a pleasant visit with her, or possibly take her for a drive before meeting the rest of us.
Oh, what nonsense you talk, Julia. I have no such idea in mind at all. I only wanted to know what you wanted me to do, since that pampered guest of yours has showed no signs of being ready.
Oliver will be ready when we are, Rupert.
Oh, what makes you so sure?
Because I talked with him an hour ago.
Really, Julia, how very closely you keep in touch with this irresistible young man. Did he by any chance happen to mention why he stayed out all last night using my car? Or didn't you like to ask?
He told me. And I think you know well enough why he didn't return, why he couldn't return.
How should I know anything about where your infernal young loafer was last night?
If you're trying to convince me that you had nothing to do with his kidnapping, then you'd better quit right now.
Kidnapping? Julia, talk sense.
I suppose you didn't arrange to have him stopped on a lonely place in the road and forced out of his car. I suppose you had nothing to do with the beating that he was given. This is all a great surprise, isn't it?
I swear to heaven, Julia, I don't know anything about this. Why would I have anything to do with such a trick?
You think you can drive him away. Ever since he came back here with me from Bermuda, you've tried your best to insult him and force him to leave. If he weren't so deeply attached to me, he'd have left long ago. But you couldn't stand it anymore. So you had that wretched Victor arrange to have some of his gangster acquaintances hold him up and beat him almost into insensibility.
You're crazy if you even think such a thing. How do you know that there's any truth to this fantastic story?
Because I know that Oliver wouldn't deceive me. He's far too fine a person.
If you really believe this insane story, Julia, then why don't you call in the police? Why don't you let them investigate?
You think you're quite safe in suggesting that, don't you, Rupert? You know only too well that Oliver wouldn't involve us all in a scandal. He's far too considerate for my feelings for that. But suppose I insist that the police be called in. Are you quite sure your man Victor wouldn't be involved? Remember all the little things he's done to upset Oliver. How he stole his shaving brush, and then his lighter, and then a series of other articles. All because he was trying to drive Oliver away, at your request. And now he's resorted to violence. Why, that's the end, as far as I'm concerned.
And just what do you mean by that?
We shan't be around much longer to burden you, Rupert.
Julia, you don't know what you're saying. I swear I had nothing to do with this. I promise you the fellow's lying.
Oh, you would say that. But I know the truth. If you're so sure this is only a story, well, why don't you go up to his room now and ask him, right to his face?
By heaven, I will. I'll get to the bottom of this right here and now.
Meantime, in her home in nearby Rosehaven, Mary is dressed for the evening. And as she comes into the living room, her friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with the Nobles, looks up and says...
Oh, how lovely you look, Mary. So cool and so fresh.
Thanks, Maud. You're looking very well yourself.
I'm practically wilted.
Oh, we'll be cool once we start. Rupert's car will be very comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope so. I don't even care if I'm blown to bits, just so I don't swelter.
Maud, I haven't felt the heat as much as that.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just being cranky.
Oh, that's because you didn't sleep any last night.
You're probably tired out. And you wouldn't take a nap this afternoon.
Nonsense, Mary. I had as much sleep as anyone.
That's not saying very much. Since we were all awake practically the whole night.
I wonder what really happened to Claudia Vincent.
What do you mean, Maud?
Well, I can't understand why she didn't come here last night, the night before her big Broadway debut.
Well, Larry insists it's because she felt uncomfortable, since I've been disagreeable to her.
Oh, fiddlesticks. She's managed to put up with you for all these weeks. One night more wouldn't have made any difference. Well, I'm sure nothing fazes her if it's in any way to her benefit.
Oh, it's strange all the same. To think that she'd insist on staying in New York last night.
Mm, she had some good reason for doing it, Mary.
I've been trying to think what it would be.
No, perhaps it was just to set Larry on edge, to make him fuss at you and create a scene. I'll bet that's just what she's hoping for. Well, don't you let her have the satisfaction of knowing that you even noticed her absence.
No, I don't intend to, Maud. I'm going to the theater tonight with all the others. And after the final curtain, I'll go backstage and congratulate her. Just as if we were the best of friends.
That's the way to behave. The one thing Claudia can't cope with is good manners.
I do think dinner will be nice. Rupert was sweet to ask us all.
Why wouldn't he? You're taking his entire household to the play. Rupert, Julia, and Oliver. Boy, what a weird combination of people.
Do you really think Julia Dixon is in love with that young Oliver Wilson?
Don't ask me. Stranger things have happened.
I know. He's terribly handsome, but he's so... I don't know what to say.
I know what you mean, Mary dear. There's something just a little peculiar about him. He's too good to be true. I wouldn't trust him behind my back. And the way he snapped up the bait when I told him Claudia was a famous heiress.
Oh, that was wicked of you, Maud.
Yes, I suppose it was. Well, it didn't work out anyhow, so what's the difference? If I'd had more time, I have an idea that...
Oh, I'd better see who that is.
Well, maybe it's Larry trying to locate Claudia.
Don't say that, Maud. He's out of his mind with worry.
But whoever is calling, it isn't Larry. For right now, he's standing in the doorway of Claudia Vincent's dressing room backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. And we hear...
How long before you'll be ready, Claudia?
Ready for what, Larry? Oh, don't tell me there's going to be still another rehearsal. I couldn't bear it.
No, nothing like that. We're through until curtain time. I just thought we might go out and get a bite to eat and relax for a bit.
I think that's a lovely idea, Larry. Ooh, let's go someplace very festive. Let's really spread ourselves and have a glorious dinner.
Are you sure that's what you want? Personally, I always like to eat someplace quiet. Have a very simple meal before an opening night.
Oh, but you're far more timid than I am, Larry. Oh, you don't begin to realize how confident I am.
I can't get over it.
Isn't it lovely? For the very first time in my life, Larry, I'm in a position where nothing can go wrong.
Well, naturally, I hope you're right, Claudia, but at the same time, I'd take it a bit easy. These opening nights are apt to be pretty much of a strain.
Well, don't you worry, darling. I won't keel over. I never felt better in my life. I could shout for sheer joy.
Well, that's good. I'm about ready to drop. None of us slept a wink at our house last night.
But why, darling?
Oh, no reason in particular. Just couldn't sleep, that's all.
It wasn't because of me. Oh, I'd hate that, Larry.
No, of course not.
Because that was the best thing I ever did to stay here. Oh, you have no idea what difference it made.
Claudia. I want to talk with you.
Oliver Wilson, what in the... Darling.
I want to talk with you, and right now.
Take it easy, Wilson. This is a bad time to come barging backstage here. Claudia and I are on our way to dinner.
No, you better change your mind about that, Claudia. I wish to talk with you at once.
Now, just a minute, young man. This won't get you any place. Claudia's going on in a big part tonight. She isn't to be disturbed before curtain time by anyone. Is that clear?
This isn't any of your business, Mr. Noble. I'd be grateful if you keep out of it. This is between Claudia and I.
But, Oliver, I don't understand.
What the devil do you mean by causing a scene backstage at a time like this?
Oh, Claudia, I insist that you come with me, and at once.
Claudia Vincent looks in amazement at the young man who, such a short time ago, persuaded her to elope. We wonder what this situation will lead to. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.